When earlier this pandemic, Christopher Nolan's would-be blockbuster Tenet was released into the wild and indeed cinemas, it was tasked with single-handedly saving the motion picture industry, or at least getting people back to the multiplexes in their millions. It didn't work, but maybe not for the reasons you might imagine, as Rob Long is here to tell you.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot. I once met with a movie producer who was on a roll. He had made a bunch of successful comedies, and he wanted to talk about doing something with me. I wasn't really a fan of his pictures. They were mostly of the gross-out variety, lots of body function humor, scenes of teenage debauchery, that sort of thing. But at the time, I found myself in the middle of an unexpectedly costly house-building project. And the truth is, this producer had a lot of money, and I wanted some of it. That's often at the heart of a lot of relationships in Hollywood, both business and romantic. What this producer wanted, though, after making a string of hugely successful pictures, was to make something people might call important. In other words, he had money, and now he wanted respect. And everyone knows that going for the latter is a quick way to lose most of the former. For instance, in the late 1980s, when Coca-Cola, perhaps the most successful consumer brand in world history, decided that the only way to solidify their position as manufacturers of the most popular drink on Earth was by changing the recipe for the most popular drink on Earth, the result was a PR and sales disaster. People who loved the taste of Coca-Cola, the executives discovered to their shock, did not want that taste to change. What Coca-Cola was selling as New Coke was something no one wanted to buy. The executives and marketers who made that disastrous decision weren't stupid. On the contrary, they were smart. The smartest people, I'm sure they would have insisted at the time, in the room. Armed with charts and surveys and market testing results, they thought and thought and overthought themselves into nearly destroying one of the most iconic brands in the world. People want new, you can hear them say. People want something different. The truth is, at no point in history has anyone really wanted anything new or different. What we want, when we're being honest with ourselves and each other, is exactly what we've always liked, just maybe a little bit turbocharged. So when the movie Tenet was released recently into movie theaters, most of them just opened, disinfected, sprayed, and devirused, and the movie-going public stayed mostly away, a lot of people in Hollywood concluded from this in panicky, nervous breakdowns that movie theaters are dead, that movie going is over, that everything is different and worse, and it's never going to be the same again. Except, ask someone who has seen the movie Tenet to explain it briefly. What's it about is a good way to start that conversation, and watch as they struggle to explain a movie that's told in a backward, zigzaggy fashion with a lot of confusing plot twists and long, complicated speeches from the characters to clarify unsuccessfully what's actually happening on screen. Look, I'm sure it's a good movie, and I'm sure in some other moment it will be a successful box office performer. But after 7 months of dark screens and homebound audiences, perhaps the best way to get people back into the movie theaters is to put on something, I don't know, fun, light, exciting, classic, a romantic comedy, a spy movie, one of those movies that's all about cars. I don't know, just don't overthink it, Hollywood. People don't want New Coke. They want Coke Classic, especially right now. Tenet wasn't an escape. It was homework. And the first rule of show business is people do not pay for homework. They have homework in their daily lives, plenty of it. People aren't staying away from movie theaters because they're scared they'll get COVID. They're staying away from movie theaters because they're scared they'll be bored. And there's no cure for that. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will try to be funny again. This was Martini Shot with Rob Long.
And as the man says, he'll be back on Culture File next week with another Martini Shot. In the meantime, why not hop over to your favorite podcast platform and follow Culture File?